Stunned, Lucian and Raphael watched helplessly as the traitorous immortal wolf Fenrir vanished in midair, taking Fallon with him. No amount of horrified staring made them reappear, and long minutes later, Rafe forced himself to look at his brother. Just behind Lucian stood their equally stunned Pax, Volcason and Mondragon. With them stood Anya, Rafe's chosen one. Or, rather, the female Rafe had chosen to mark in order to save Fallon's life. The pale Siberian beauty stood tall and regal, a glorious smile splitting her face. Rafe looked past her gloating and back to his brother. Deathly pale, Lucian's wide eyes stared into the night sky as if he still hoped Fallon would magically materialize before them. Rafe shivered hard, then, remarkably, even feeling a twinge of compassion for his brother. Which was beyond comprehension, considering what Lucian had done. Taking Fallon as his own, marking her when he knew how Raphael loved her. It didn't matter that the blood law was on his brother's side at the time. Now, it meant shit. Fallon was his, as she always had been and would always be. Because even after giving her up, even after marking Anya, Rafe had never stopped loving Fallon. And now his beloved was gone, vanished. Bone-numbing fear settled deep within him. Lucian's long, mournful howl shivered through Rafe. Instinctively, Rafe answered his brother's desperate cry, calling to Fallon who, if she were to survive, would be living a nightmare as the captive of the traitorous Fenrir. The wolf who, because he had been rejected by his parents and his pack nearly 1,000 years ago, turned to witches and black magic and teamed up with the Slayers to kill his own kind. Now, with the blood moon rising imminent, that accursed wolf wanted Fallon as his chosen one to set the foundation for his dynasty. It would not happen. As Rafe's howl dwindled to nothing more than a deep rumble in his chest, he struggled for control, for insight, for a way to rescue Fallon, for a way to bring her back to him where she belonged.
Fallon,
Rafe called to her with his mind, at the same time as Lucian.
Help me, she cried.
Where are you?
Lucian desperately asked.
I don't know.
Her strangled voice faded into the night.
I will find you,
Raphael vowed.
Gather the swords,
Lucian commanded, as he strapped his own weapon to his back.
We're going hunting.
Rafe growled, not in disagreement, but furious desperation.
Your lie caused this,
Rafe sneered in his brother's face.
Because you refused to believe that your chosen one was Slayer, Fallon is gone.
Lucian shook his head.
Regardless of the past, brother, this was destined to happen. I would not have marked Anya,
Rafe hissed. He moved in toe to toe with his brother.
You would not have had any right to Fallon.
Rafe lowered his voice to a deadly whisper.
I swear to every god that exists, if Fallon dies because of this, I will skin you alive.
Lucian shoved his brother away.
We can argue whose fault it is when she's safe. But the one thing we won't be arguing about is that she's mine. Remember, I gave her the choice to stay with me or return to you. She chose me.
He strode past Rafe to the open container, housing the crates of poisoned swords they had come to retrieve to transport north to the final battleground.